a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Nazifa Rajabi arrived in Utah as a refugee from Afghanistan 20 years ago.
I've gone through this experience. I know how hard it is to settle here.
On an afternoon in early December, she's visiting a newly arrived Afghan family staying in a hotel in West Valley City.
So we're going to ask them what they need, what can we do to help them.
Rajabi is here with three neighbors she met recently in her quest to help the refugees.
Hello. How are you?
Pretty good.
Tell me your name.
My name is Yasser.
Yasser.
Yasser is 9 years old, and in this family, he's the most fluent in English because he studied it in school. He's been in this hotel for 14 days with his mother, father, older sister, and baby brother. They don't have a work permit yet, and the children are not enrolled in school. Normally, refugees in Utah would be placed directly in permanent housing. But because of the sheer volume coming, the little notice before they arrive, and a shortage of affordable housing, they're living temporarily in hotels.
Goodbye, kids.
After an hour with the family, the volunteers make a plan to take them shopping for immediate needs, clothing and essentials for winter. Outside the hotel, Dane Smith says when he saw the images of people trying to escape Afghanistan, he prayed to be able to help.
Just knowing that there's a need present makes us want to run to them.
I'm Andrea Smartin, KSL News Radio.
A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.